Good morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Matt Layton. I'm the youth minister here at Central. If we haven't had the opportunity to meet, I'd love to meet you guys. I'll be around after church. You'll usually see me running around like a chicken with my head cut off. That's usually the best way to find me. I'm going to read some scripture real quick from Philippians 1:3. You'll notice that there's a timer up here. Pastor Sonny made it very clear that I had to keep it under 10 minutes myself, and that Steve had 10 minutes as well. And I'm a youth minister, so I had to put a timer up, or I'll go for 30 minutes. I thank my God every time I remember you. I'm going to take this a little bit out of context for anybody who knows exactly what this is about. I'm going to make this relative to us today in our lives. Let's pray really quick. Father God, I thank you so much for this opportunity to stand here in your presence and the presence of this congregation, Lord. And I just ask that you would use me as a vessel to just spread your words, God, that every word that comes from my mouth is your words, Lord. And that this message touches just one person in this room. In 10 minutes or less, Lord. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. So I will do my best not to talk too fast. Like I said, I am a youth minister, so I'm used to talking to teenagers who talk fast as well, so they listen fast. So if I talk too fast, somebody just tell me, slow down. 2019 has been not the best year for me. And I'm sure that we all have had our times throughout this past year where everything was bleak and grim. And then we've also had the times where everything is great. I was going through my phone the other day, and iPhones have this option to make a movie out of the memories that are in your photo album, which is really cool. But if we're being honest, I've got, I think it was right around 10,000 pictures on my phone, which is a lot. Yeah, I know. Everybody's like, plug your phone in, take that stuff off. I don't have time for that. But there's a lot of memories I don't really care to remember. It's just the way it is. Every year, we all have it. There's something that happens every single year in our lives, and there's things we just don't want to remember. So the title of my reflection today is Edit Your Movie. Just because there's those memories in the photo album doesn't mean it has to be a part of the movie. How many of you have watched the extended cuts of different movies? Right, we've all seen the director's cut, the extended cut. There's things that don't make it into the main movie. But there's a lot of things that they don't have to be a part of your plot. I've talked with our students here probably 100 times. And this is the only time you will ever hear me say that I'm thankful that there's not many of them here, because they have heard what I'm going to tell you guys 100 times, and they can all confirm it. God does incredible things in our lives. Incredible. I've seen God do absolutely amazing things this past year for me. For those who don't know, my mom passed away back in July. July 4th at 3:30 p.m., I got the call from my brother that she had passed. She'd been in the hospital for about a month or so, and then she passed. I had the opportunity to go up and see her. The incredible part of this is that I had a friend that reached out and said, hey, I saw your post about your mom. You need to go see her. My mom was in Indiana, and my friend reached out and said, hey, I want to buy your plane ticket to send you up there for a couple of days, however long you need to be there. Let me know how much it is, and I want to pay for that ticket. And had it not been for that friend, I wouldn't have seen my mom before she passed. That's an incredible thing. The thing I don't want to remember is my mom's passing. This might sound crazy. My mom came to me in a dream last night, because of course I get nervous before I have to speak to people. And my mom came to me last night in a dream, and she was sitting, she like stole my truck out of the parking lot, which was weird. I was like, Mom, why are you stealing my truck? And she like went out to Fairview and came down the next little entrance here and then like stopped, and I ran down the stairs and was like, what are you doing? And she was like, he's with me. I was like, who's with you? What are you talking about? She's like, he's with me. And it wasn't until after I woke up and was sitting there, because she mentioned something about Africa too, like I'm headed to Africa after that. And then I woke up and was like, what? I'm confused. I don't get it. And then after I thought about it, this is like 3 o'clock in the morning, of course. Now I can't sleep. I thought about it for a minute and was like, why is she going to Africa and who is with her? And then it clicked. It was like, you're with me and he's with you, so he's with me. Relax. Anybody that's talked to me before before I got up here knows that I do not plan when I have to speak. The kids know it. I usually pick some scripture that I feel has some meaning to me, and then that's it. Gwen texted me, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and was like, hey, what's your scripture for Sunday? And I was like, I don't know. I'll let you know like Thursday-ish. And she had to text me again and ask for it. I was like, oh, let's go with this. So the main point, as I'm getting down below 5 minutes, the main thing I want you guys to understand is this is a challenge. This is a challenge for us all to remember that God has done great things. The kids have all, I won't bore you with my life story because I can't cram it all in 4 minutes. I can walk through my life and pick out every single instance that God saw me through. I didn't see it then. I didn't see it when I was in the middle of the police academy and the girl I thought I was going to marry broke up with me and I had nowhere to live. Thought I was going to have to drop out of the police academy and move to Ocala to go live with my dad again at 24-ish years old. That's not what I expected. But where God saw was one of my best friends, who's now a Port Orange canine officer, said, hey, you're not going anywhere. My fiance and I have a 3-bedroom house. We're using one room. You're coming to stay with us. You're going to finish the academy. And I did. I finished the academy, graduated second in my class academically, next to my then roommate, who beat me out by 1.1%. yeah, I still don't forgive her for that. But I forgive everybody else. I can go through my whole life and say, man, I grew up in this church, and then my parents left that church, and I still don't know why. I could ask, but it doesn't matter at this point. But that set up our lives for something else. And every season does that. A tree can't grow new leaves without getting rid of the old ones. I've started keeping shrimp lately. For those that don't know really what that means, I've got a lot of fish tanks in my house, and I'm breeding shrimp, and I'm going to breed some fish and grow some plants and just try to make a little extra money and enjoy some awesome nature stuff. But shrimp molt, just like lizards and snakes shed their skin, shrimps do the same thing, because they have to get rid of that external skeleton, that exoskeleton, in order to grow. And then they build a new one. And then 30 or so days later, they shed that again. Our lives are like that. The important part is not just understanding that we have to continuously grow. That's the easy part. I think that we've all made it this far, except maybe some of the little kids, with that understanding. We've all figured out that stuff happens and we got to move on. What's important is that we remember where God saw us through it. We can't see it in the midst. It's so difficult to see what God is doing in the midst of a storm. It is so difficult. If you think about the hurricanes that we see all the time, you see that devastation that happens. And you have to ask, like, God, why? Why does this happen? We don't see what God is doing. We don't see the opportunity that God is placing on somebody else's life. I've heard this from 3 different people in the last 2 years. I have an issue when somebody wants to bless me with something. Somebody wants to buy me a gift. They want to buy me lunch. I have an issue with that because I don't know why. I just do. But everybody's told me, hey, or at least 3 people, Linda Piggott being the most recent, told me, you have to let somebody else bless you because that could be a blessing to them. And I think that's exactly what happens in some of these situations, like a hurricane, is that God is setting someone up to bless someone else. So my challenge to you guys is to not only watch how God is working currently, but look back, and even though there's things we don't want to remember, figure out where God worked through those. All those little moments that we did not want to remember. I could go on and on. I've got 10,000 pictures in my phone. I can guarantee you half of them are memories I don't want to have anymore. Guaranteed. No doubt about it. My time is up. Told you it was going to happen. But I want you guys to really, I want you to really challenge yourself to do that. As you move into the new year, it's okay to leave stuff in the past. It's okay to forgive the people that have hurt us, because that's what we're called to do. We're called to forgive people. There's tons of people I don't want to forgive, but I have to. I have to forgive them for myself, and because if Jesus forgave me, there's no reason I can't forgive someone else. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much. I hope that your words flowed through me and allowed me to just touch one person in this room, and that you would help us to all be able to look back on our lives as far as we can remember and see where you've moved in our lives, God. I ask that you would just keep your hands on us and guide us in the direction that you have intended for us, Lord. I pray that you would just really help us to see the leaves falling off the tree and understand that there's new leaves to come. God, I pray that you would just continue to bless us individually in this church that has done so much for the people in it and the community around us, God. We ask all this in your Son's name. Amen.